doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person, yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
What didn't you get credit for this weekend? You can always call us at 1-800-330-9999. We'll give you the credit you deserve. Raven, all year long, I collect the Bed Bath & Beyond 20% coupons.
Yes.
I even have some of the magic ones that are $10 off $30.
Yeah, you're not alone. I mean, my wife has a purse full of them. As a matter of fact, I mean, there's a whole section of her purse dedicated to coupons.
Yep.
And I would say that Bed Bath & Beyond, it equals about 20% of that section.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So on Black Friday morning, I was so excited because I had a list of things that I was getting at Bed Bath &
Beyond.
And
you were going to save.
Woo! Woo! I pulled out and I counted 32 coupons.
Wow.
I have been saving them all year.
And they tend to take them forever. It doesn't even matter if they're expired. So probably one would have been fine.
No,
32 of them.
Yeah, because there was a lot of things. You have to use each item.
Okay, right. Yes.
And I'm a purist. I like to do it old school. Like, I'm not going online and looking for your 20%. So
you realize that's what you say every time you have a technique of doing something. You call yourself the purist.
That's outdated.
Anna Zapp's way is the only way, and every other else way is a different way. Okay, so what happened?
So I roll up, and there's a huge sign right in front of us, and it says, a 25% off.
Yes.
So I go, wait a minute.
The store is 25% off.
Right.
And they beat me.
My coupons are 20, but the store is 25 because it's Black Friday. So I walk in.
Yes.
And I say to the lady, I go, I have a plethora of these 20% off coupons.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, you don't need them. Everything's 25% off today.
Yeah.
I go, what? Even the Yankee candles, because I like to stock up for Christmas gifts.
Sure.
She's like, yeah, no, Yankee candles are 2 for $22.49 today. I go,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, so like, you're trying to do the math.
Yeah, and I'm like, my coupons don't mean anything. So I say to my husband, I go, oh my gosh, I don't need these coupons. And you know what he said?
What's that?
He didn't say, great job.
No.
He didn't say, you tried so hard. He said, well, that was a waste all year.
I would have said maybe put them in the trash.
Can I have some credit, please?
You got it.
I saved those coupons all year for that moment for nothing.
I mean, it's like having a 10-pound weight in your purse just banging against your hip every day.
Yeah. What didn't you get credit for this weekend, Raven?
Well, you know what? I mean, this time, actually, I don't want to... I didn't get credit for something because I got some credit this weekend, but I want to give some credit for those that are out there. I'll say to the cashier who knows the SKU number, the online coupon code, and the price matching item number without the manager's key card on a Black Friday shopping expense. Like, you're fantastic and you need some credit.
Yep.
You're simply the best. Oh, you don't have to call anybody?
You just know it?
Oh, I don't have to stand here and wait for you to buzz somebody and then to come from another planet away? No, we're good. And oh, wait, they're going to wait for me down in the shipping area for me to pick it up? You are the best.
I was at Stop and Shop yesterday, and I couldn't figure out because I had organic tomatoes, which FYI, I got by accident. I didn't realize they were organic. And the guy came over and, you know, because it says, like, you know, you have to wait for assistance because I was in a self-checkout.
Sure.
And he put in 4282 and rung it up like nothing. Didn't even look.
Like,
what are you, magic?
No, it is one of the, it is one of the amazing things they do. Wow. That's true.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person. Yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
What didn't you get credit for over the weekend? That's what we're here for, to give you the credit you deserve. 1-800-330-9999. You can always call or text. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
So I woke up with the baby, and I let my wife sleep in, and then I made the bottle for the baby, and then I made pancakes for my wife.
You did all of that, and she didn't say thank you?
She didn't even blink. She just, nothing.
She's probably just tired.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like she might have been under the influence of something or, you know, in a different state.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, it's called kind of having a newborn. That's what it's called, Raven, being very, very tired.
It's
that's
a lot not to notice still.
Yeah, but that's okay. We're going to give her a pass on that, but we will give you the credit you deserve. Here you go.
Yeah.
She hasn't slept in 7 months.
Right.
He woke up and he was like, you know what? Today I'm going to do something different. She was in shock. That's what it was. She didn't mean not to say thank you. She was just like, is everything okay?
Actually thought she had died. Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
So this weekend I taught my younger brother how to bake pies so that he could impress his new girlfriend. But it turns out he just really wanted me to make them and then pretend he made them. And he didn't even bake me.
Aww.
Yeah, your brother's a rat. Right? your brother's
clever.
A rat. And if
that
I was you,
clever.
I would take something of his so that you felt like you were even and you got the recognition that you deserve. But we'll give you some credit.
There you go.
That's what he's saying to his girlfriend when he pushes that pie across the table. Look what I prepared for you.
Look at this. You see this apple pie right here? I made this all by myself.
It is impressive when you're first dating somebody and you find out they can bake. Until you find out they actually can't.
Exactly. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
I brought my kids to 3 different food drives to teach my kids about the importance of helping those less fortunate. And my husband said that it was a complete waste of time and that we should have just made the donation online and it would have been the same thing.
It's not the same thing. You were right.
Exactly.
You were right.
Absolutely. You have to put, you know, some humanity behind it. You can't just press a button and think you can fix the world's problems like that.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And I'm going to give you some credit because that's pretty awesome that you did it. Here you go.
Thank you.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never.
You're killing it at this mom game.
That's right.
You got this.
Dropping off frozen turkeys left and right. Bang.
Yep. Boom. You like these canned goods? We're doing something good for our community.
You're right.
That's a good mom move. How dare her husband say that was a waste of time? Absolutely not. Oh, Santa called once again, Raven. He says he needs our help, and that's why the Santa tip line is back.
Oh, there sure are a lot of kids on the naughty list this year. Let's see who called into Santa today.
You know, I'm a big numbers guy, and you know, I enjoy the game. I enjoy a little bit of gambling, a little bit of numbers odds myself. And the thing is that the more kids that are on the naughty list in front of you, the better you look. Just seems that way. Seems obvious to me.
It's Anna and Raven. The Santa tip line, you can call 24/7 and leave a message, is 833-431-0905. Again, that's 833-431-0905. You just giving Santa a heads up.
Right.
Who's been naughty? Who's been nice? Why they deserve something? Why they don't deserve anything?
Right. Could be a sibling. Could be a boss. I mean, you don't have to be 5 years old to call
either. No. Yeah, you could totally be an adult.
People have been 50 and called this line.
I mean, they've been a lot older than that. hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Message received today.
Hi, Santa. Da, 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 da. I think that's your name. I'm not sure yet. I think that I should be on the good list, and I want my best friend to be alive.
I mean, that's nice that you wish life for your best friend. At the same time, like, you know, starting off by disrespecting Santa's name.
Santa don't like that.
I'm going to write that down.
Like, you can't.
Yeah, personally.
To Santa, duh, duh, duh. You know what that just did? That just put you on the naughty list.
Right.
What, are you nuts?
Right.
Insane? Crazy?
Hi, Santa. My brother, Tyler, has been good, but not good. Like, he's mostly been bad, but he's both been mean. He's been good some of the time. Bye.
Bye. Right, right. Hedging the bets. Good, not so good, maybe good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think when you say things like that, all you're doing is criminating yourself.
Right.
You got to be more specific, and you got to be ready when you're leaving a message on Santa's tip line.
Right, and you want to sound like an angel. You want to also sound like there's room for forgiveness. That would just be my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Message received.
Can I be a dad? What?
Never been to my house.
Is he calling on his mom or is he calling on the babysitter? I don't know.
Did he just smoke a pack of Marlboro?
It did sound a little bit rough.
He's like, Santa's being back.
Yeah, wherever that kid is, he should probably quarantine for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Santa tip line. Santa needs your help. You can go ahead and leave a message 24/7. And the number again is 833-431-0905. It's the Santa tip line with Anna and Raven.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you don't plan on doing any actual work today because you're going to be online shopping all day for Cyber Monday, that's all I need to know about you. And also, I will be doing the exact same thing.
I was going to say, I mean, it seems to me like that's the plan for a lot of people. And the economy encourages that. So let's not act like it's a strange thing. On top of that being it's Cyber Monday, but it's also payday for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody, if you've got a job, right? So, you know, that being the case, I think it's going to be a robust day. People are going to be spending.
Yeah, but I think so.
What are you buying me?
I don't know.
Don't get me anything this year.
No, I have.
I know
to get
I got
something.
You a nice gift last year, but you don't have to get me
a good gift.
Yeah, no, you don't have to get me anything because I don't know what I would get you this year. I'm like, no, I'm not paying that. No,
what? That's what you were thinking.
I don't know what to get you this year.
I got. I mean, neither. That's a conversation for another time.
That's
I have
right.
no idea what to get you, but yeah. But on Friday, Black Friday, $9 billion. That's how much people paid online for gifts. That's a ton of money, up 22% from last year. But I'm thinking, is Cyber Monday going to be that big because everybody already bought online?
Did you go out shopping?
Yes.
It was different. It was lighter. I mean, at least in my areas, it was much, much lighter. It was still busy, but it was lighter. It was easy.
I was at the outlets, the Tanger outlets.
Sure.
And they were...
I almost ran into you then. We were going to go up there.
They were... It was jammed. I waited in line. Waited in line to get into places. It was all right. It was okay.
Yeah. No, I strolled into other places. But yeah, I think a lot of people will be wasting time today. Enjoy yourselves. It's Cyber Monday. The economy needs it.
Yeah. Also, though, much more on the All I Need. If you steal somebody's tire and you replace it with this, that's all I need to know about you.
I've never seen anything like this before. I've heard of people, you know, putting bricks, but I've never heard of a turkey underneath.
What?
I hope you enjoy that tire because you could have gave that turkey to somebody who really needed it.
That's right.
Some guy got his tire stolen off his car and they replaced it with a frozen turkey.
That's sad.
It's not funny.
Yeah, no.
It's not funny.
But it's kind of funny.
It's a little bit funny.
Yeah, it's a little bit funny.
It's not funny, but
right.
It's funny.
You see it on the side of the road and it's got like cinder blocks under it. You always feel terrible for that person. A turkey, it is a gift.
That's all I need to know about you.
If you're the cashier who's putting in zero effort whatsoever. Listen, there's no way I'm paying $89 for this three-tier warmer thing here. I mean, it is Black Friday, all right? Mm-hmm. And now Cyber Monday, like, you know that thing is not listed as full price. So when your scanner hits an item and it rings up as full price, you know you need to call somebody, all right? Get on the intercom, find somebody somewhere in some other section and get me the right price.
Explain to me what a three-tier warmer thing is.
It's like it's like a crock pot, but it's like it's got the three different areas there. But it's like, listen, I mean, at $29.99, that's a bargain. All right, at $79.99, that's an item I don't need anywhere in the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't act like stuff is full price today. All right. Don't act surprised when I go, no, that's incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
Or pull out a flyer and don't dispute your own flyer on top of it. Come on, man, keep this line moving.
If you were worried about whether Santa was any danger this holiday season because of COVID, we've got some great news, Raven.
Oh, okay. What's that?
It's Anna and Raven. Dr. Fauci came out and he said this about Santa Claus.
Santa is exempt from this because Santa, of all the good qualities, has a lot of good innate immunity. So Santa's not going to be spreading any infections to anybody.
Santa's good.
Why is Dr. Fauci talking to me through an intercom and an airlock in space?
Well, no, he's in the North Pole. He was literally checking on Santa Claus in the North Pole in the Elves Workshop.
Give me just a sliver of that one more time, please.
Santa.
No, stop right there. Santa. I mean, it sounds like...
He's in the North Pole.
Yeah, he sounds like he's in Darth Vader's mask, is what he sounds like he's in right now. I mean, in the North Pole, they have the worst ham radios ever built, I guess.
That's
terrible.
You're missing the whole point of
this. Hal 2000. Okay, what's the point, Mayor?
Santa
is good.
I can't take you seriously if you're going to play that.
All right.
All right, so Santa's fine.
Santa's fine. He said, but the big thing is that he called it innate immunity because he's so pure and good on the inside.
Okay.
So now people want Santa's, DNA,
they want his
blood.
Juice.
They want his blood.
I think that we can inject it, right? If we just inject it, then we should be fine. Studies say injections of Santa juice will be fine. Capture that guy.
So, you know, we're all good when it comes to Santa Claus. But I've got a bigger issue with who showed up at my house on Friday.
Who's that?
I don't know if anybody else has this. And I wasn't sure he was going to come or not because, you know, COVID, it's a weird year.
Weird year.
He had no mask. He didn't quarantine.
Oh,
he
boy.
Definitely didn't show up with a negative test before he boarded his sled.
Kind of does whatever he wants.
Elf on a shelf.
back.
Mr. Friendly is back. Mr. Friendly is our elf on a shelf. And this guy, I mean, he has some guts to show up without no mask, nothing. We go downstairs, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's here. He's right on top of the mantle. And Hayden, my daughter, says to me, is he all right? Should we stay? And I'm like, no. Well, it's a good thing.
Should we stay back?
We're 6 feet away. I go, well, social distancing anyway. You always have to social distance from the elf because you can't touch him. Otherwise, he loses his magical powers.
Everybody knows that. Some people like to get rather close.
Yeah. But I told her we had to stay 6 feet away from him, mostly because we don't know if where he's been exposed.
Right.
So, so there's...
Right.
There's that.
Right.
Santa.
I mean, I know they're mad at him at the White House, but is he in a hole? Is he in a mine? Where is Dr. Fauci?
I bet you.
Let's get him a cell phone.
The North Pole is the only place that we can travel to without quarantining in the tri-state area. It's not on the list. Can you control what your kids get for Christmas and the holidays from family members and friends? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. So I used to have a rule, Raven, where there was no Legos and there's no Play-Doh in my house. I hate those two things with a passion.
Yeah, and I think those are terrible rules, if I'm going to be honest with you. Legos were like my whole childhood was built on Legos, frankly, all right? And you are just dumbing down America by allowing your kids to not have them.
Well, what happened was is when my older daughter Hayden was growing up, it's like she never really liked Legos. So people would buy these Lego sets, and then they would just end up all over the house, and she would never build anything with them. They would just end up everywhere, and it drove me mad.
Yeah.
And the Play-Doh used to get in the carpet. Like, she used to dig it in there.
Well, first off, carpet. 70s. What's it still doing there?
Well, in my family room.
Let's get rid of the carpet. Well, okay. That's for impact, to lessen impact. That makes sense. Legos end up on the ground. And here's the thing. Lego sets have become very specific to movies, to different shows and stuff like that. They have a very distinct purpose. Those ones I'm not such a big fan of. Used to be back in the day, you give a kid a big box of Legos and they'd make a car, they'd make a house, whatever. Everything was square and that was totally fine.
So now with Dakota, my younger one, she's two, I've got another dilemma on my hands because her birthday was just a couple weeks ago.
Sure.
So she got and don't get me wrong, I'm blessed that she has people
for
that
gifts,
love her.
Of course.
But there's so many small pieces of all these Melissa and Doug like medical sets and like all these play sets.
She gonna eat them?
Oh, the kitchen's got 700 cans and she just destroys. There's toys all over my house.
Sure.
So part of me wants to send out a message to my mom and to my sister and my brother. I'm like, hey guys, please don't get her anything with small pieces. I just don't more toys.
Oh, you think you get to decide those type of things?
Well, that's the question I have. As a parent, do I have any real say over what family members give my kids for the holidays?
Here's me. No small kids, right? So what I think about when I get to the holidays is, to hell with the rules.
Oh.
I mean, I probably shouldn't say it out loud, but to hell with the rules. I just want to get a kid something that they when they see it, number one, they're completely surprised by it. And then number two, they're like, that is the most awesome thing ever. I want the noisiest toy, the thing that the parents are going to hate and the kids are going to remember the rest of their life.
That's like a nightmare for me.
That's what I
want. It's a nightmare. That's what you want.
Hayden should just tell me.
All right, what you want. I think it's a little bit disrespectful. Like, if you're going out there to buy the noisiest thing because you want to get that shock factor, but you want to watch, the family member be like, are you serious right now?
I don't do it for shock factor. I do it for pure childhood enjoyment.
Okay.
And if there is something that kid wants or doesn't even know that they want that I couldn't have, like a motorcycle at 7, no problem. Video game system, no problem.
1-800-330-9999. Can you control what your kids get for Christmas from family members and friends? It's Anna and Raven.
I was at the store the other day with my wife, and we're doing all the holiday shopping, of course, and I like to get the big, fun item for the kids. So I'm going through the store, and they had NBA Jam, the stand-up arcade game, set up in the store, and I was boom shakalaka-laka-laka-laka.
Right, but did you think for one second that your sister was going to want that in her house and taking up all that room? Like, did you even think about, what she would think before you picked it up for your niece?
Here's the thing. I told my wife that would be a great gift for me. My wife told me there's no more room in my house for video games that I don't actually play anyways, and I told her it should go in the living room. She nixed that idea, and I immediately said, this has got to go to somebody that I care about.
You see, this is the problem that I have, is I think a lot of times you get so caught up on, You want to be the cool aunt. You want to be the cool uncle. You want to surprise them with the shock factor that you're not thinking about. How is it going to fit in their house? How, does the mom or dad even want that? And that's the issue that I'm having because, like, you know, Dakota just had her birthday. She's got so many toys. She just got them. We don't need more toys. But what am I going to say? Don't buy my kids toys?
Listen, I'm not trying to get the drum set to make it loud in your house. I'm trying to get the drum set to create the next Dave Grohl. That's what I'm doing here.
I swear, if you get a drum set for Dakota, I'll lose my mind. I'll lose my mind.
Now we're thinking.
We asked on our Facebook page, can you control what your kids get for Christmas? Rosanna said, no, a gift is from the heart. And unless somebody asks for your input, then you have to let them buy what they want. But, like, what if I bring in a puppy?
Yeah.
Like, my niece really wanted a puppy. Was I going to show up with a puppy? I thought about it.
Living beans are the exception. No living beans.
Yeah, one year I bought my cousin a lizard, one of those geckos, and I thought my aunt was going to kill me. And now that I'm older, I look back and I think about what a jerk I was for doing that.
I mean, lizards smell on top of it.
I know. She had to take care of that thing, and it used to escape all the time. I'm so sorry, Zadita. I'll never do that again. Hi, it's Yana and Raven. Can you control what your kids get for Christmas?
I actually open my kids' gifts when they come. So if it's not something I want them to have, it goes to the attic, and so I decide they can have it.
What? Oh, my God. That is straight evil. So you're not talking about gifts that you have ordered. You're talking about gifts that other people have sent. You open them first.
Yes, because sometimes people don't know what your child is capable of. One year, my uncle bought a computer. And my child was not ready for that because he goes on the internet and do things he didn't do. So I literally took it and put it in the attic until I thought he was ready for it.
I have a feeling that if a gift showed up and it was super, 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 super awesome and it happened to be in your size, you'd be wearing it. You'd be wearing it.
Yes. For me.
All I gotta say is I like your parenting style. Well done, man. Well done. Anna and Raven, what do you think about this?
Hi, Anna. So my kids are older, and I understand where you're coming from. We can't control adults who are self-centered and who don't respect our wishes. What we can control is our children.
Wait a minute.
So there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, this isn't a gift that mommy allows. So we're going to take it back and get you something different.
Did this woman just challenge me to a fist fight?
She did.
I feel like she did.
She
right
said,
there.
People that got self-centered no respect for
and parents. Right. What? I mean, ridiculous, all right? Just because I'm the most awesome uncle ever, take your licks and go back to the losing pile.
Why are you so mad?
I can't believe that woman. She was like, what? I mean, she made it personal.
Can you ask people to not give your children certain things for the holidays? It's Anna and Raven, 1-800-330-9999. This sounds crazy, and I can't believe I'm going to say it, but when Hayden, my older daughter, she's 11 now. When she was younger, I used to have a hard rule. No Legos, no Play-Doh. Everybody knew that.
Worst rule ever.
But now Dakota, my little one, she just turned two weeks ago. She got so many toys, and I'm so thankful.
Yeah.
But I can't have more toys in my house on Christmas. Like, I want to say to everybody, hey, can you just give money instead? Or maybe just, like, clothes. Clothes would be great. Buy a size up so she could wear it next year.
So you heard it here first. Anna wants to become Satan this season. Okay. That's what Anna is trying to do. It's like, no more fun here. No more fun times, no more nice toys here or whatever. I just got my niece and nephew's Christmas list, and they're at the age now where I need to ask what it is that they really want for Christmas before I could just come in with the splash gift, give them whatever they wanted, and they'd be like, yeah! You know, now I kind of got to ask. Like, they got their own minds and stuff like that.
But if they get something that you know your sister is going to be upset about, would you buy it anyway?
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Can you control what your kids get for the holidays?
I think that you get what you get, and you just accept it and never look a gift horse in the mouth, and because you never know what somebody's financial situation is.
But getting a motorized scooter?
Right. Or a drum set. True. I can do any of those things.
Right, but it's still kind of the same thought process behind it, right? No, you're getting something that perhaps the parent doesn't really want in the house. It doesn't think it's good enough for the kid.
You know what? Again, that's what the kid tells me.
Right.
That's what the kid tells me.
It's like, I want a pocket rocket.
Right.
You're like, well, you're 7, Joey, but okay.
Right. Here's a helmet. Make sure you wear it.
Hey, I'm with Raven. You know, it's nice to have suggestions, but I get what I get, and I don't get return receipts either, so I would stop the old school. You get what you get, and you don't get upset.
Wait a minute.
I like that.
You don't give return receipts?
Nope.
Absolutely not. Unless it's a clothing item, you appreciate what you get, and that's what I was taught. I always appreciated what I got, and I wasn't controlled, or, you know, my grandmother or my father didn't tell people what to purchase for me.
Anna and Raven, what do you think about this?
I honestly think that a gift is exactly what it says, a gift. And
right.
If you want a person to ask what they could give your child, then that's one thing. But if the person that's buying the gift doesn't ask for your opinion, then it's what it's called, a gift. But you can't tell the person what to buy as a gift. You should be grateful that they're even giving you a gift.
Right, but if a person asks, what is your kid into, and you give them ideas, then wouldn't you listen to what the ideas were?
No. No.
All right. Anna and Raven, what do you think about this?
What's Raven?
Tell me why, sir, because besides the fact that you're smart, intelligent, and a good man.
Right.
Because I buy my nieces and nephews when they were small, drum sets, guitars.
The best.
Yeah, play. This is all the things that's the thing,
that
though.
That guy's the best.
But you're
right
just
there.
Trying, you're not trying to give meaningful gifts. You're just trying to be
why?
Disruptive and being
cool. How do you know it's not meaningful? How do you know that kid doesn't go on to be a famous drummer? So right now, you've told your daughter she can't be an engineer because you've taken away Legos. And she can't be a sculptor because you've taken away Play-Doh.
She's abused the privileges of these. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Yeah, I'm wondering what kind of weirdo doesn't like Play-Doh and Legos. I mean, they're the staple of
right?
the child.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you, sir, for your call.
Because my daughter doesn't just mold something lovely out of the Play-Doh. She makes it into little tiny balls and then pushes it into the rug to the point where I can't get it out.
Well, your daughter is a visionary, and she's going to be producing something.
Thank you very much.
The Santa tip line is back, and it needs your help. Who's been naughty? Who's been nice? You can call 833-431-0905.
Oh, hey, Anna and Raven. Let's see who called the Santa tip line today.
I mean, let's face it, people. This is a numbers game thing here. The more people that are on the naughty list, the less people standing in the nice line. Just pointing it out. That's a fact.
He needs help. He can't do it all by himself. All right, let's check that tip line. Again, that's 833-431-0905.
See, she gets the way that it works. Little sister's being mean.
Oh.
Narc out the little sister. This is one household. This is trouble inside your own area. All right? So you get a little bit of division going on here. Santa goes, well, I've got one extra gift left. On the one hand, I've got the little sister. On the other hand, I've got the big sister.
Yeah.
And clearly she was nicer. She called and reported. That's an extra gift for you.
Okay. You should also speak very clearly on a Santa tip line because I couldn't understand one word that girl was saying.
She sounds little, but enunciate. Yeah, it does help.
Hi, I'm Valentina, and my cousin needs to go on the naughty list because she keeps touching our elf on the shelf, and she keeps saying they're not real, and she keeps running through the road at my places for some reason, and she deserves to be on the naughty list because she stole our elf through their magic. Goodbye.
Everybody knows that there's that one family member who just tests fate and goes, what, the Titanic can't sink?
Right.
Oh, yeah, look at this. You know, they keep doing it.
Let me be very clear. Do not touch the elf on a shelf or you will not get any presents for Christmas.
Doesn't it take away the magic?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want Santa to know that you're being good or not? Like, this is common sense or you can't do it.
And you don't know if he's sanitized.
Right.
You have no idea what he's been touching.
Right.
Message received yesterday.
All right, tell him.
I've been good, Santa.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Who's been bad?
Cooper. Cooper is our dog, and Cody is our other dog, and Cody's been a good boy so far, so I think you can put him on the good list, too. But put Cooper on the bad list, yes.
Why is Cooper on the bad list?
Because he's been mean to us. He's been stretching our toys. Yeah.
Well, maybe he just needs a new toy for Christmas.
Yeah.
That kid flipped quick, right? He's like, you know what? Let's get rid of this dog. This dog is being so mean. And wait, maybe he needs a dog. You're right. Maybe he does.
Right. Cooper's being very fresh, that dog.
Yep, but he needs some toys.
All right. Help Santa out. Call the Santa tip line. Let us know who belongs on the good list, who belongs on the naughty list. Again, that number is 833-431-0905.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. Then you decide who's right. Stephanie and John. Stephanie, what's going on?
So our 15-year-old daughter
informed me that she wants to buy her boyfriend, they've been together 5 months now, and she wants to buy him for Christmas a PS5.
Wow.
That costs $500. I think it's absurd. John says that it's her money, so she can do anything she wants with her money, but I just think it's a big mistake. It's setting a bad precedent. I think we should get involved and tell her, like, no, she's not going to spend her money on that. I don't want her to spend the money on it at all, but at the very least, I think she needs to do an exercise, you know, drawing out the pros and cons and what could happen and what if they break up and all of this and what if he gives her nothing for Christmas or a really bad gift? How's she going to feel?
John, what's your side of this?
My take on it is it's her money. She's, you know, getting older. She needs to learn responsibility. Certainly, you know, we can tell her all these things. You know, you might break up. Think about that. But, you know, she's being generous, and I like that. It is an expensive present. I will concede that. But at some point, we got to push the little bird out of the nest and let her fly.
How did this little bird earn all that money? How'd she earn $500?
It's a lot of cash.
She babysits. She helps out our friend at their store. But it took a long time to earn that money, and that's another reason, you know.
No, I see where you're coming from, Stephanie. If my daughter had saved all that money, and then she was going to, I don't want to say blow it, because that's not a nice way to put it, because when you're 15, your relationships are important. But you're going to blow it on a boyfriend that might not be around in 3 weeks. I could see why you would be hesitant to let her do that.
I mean, even if he is going to be around, even if he's a nice kid, even if he shows up with a $50 gift that his mom gave him money to buy his girlfriend or whatever it may be, it is quite an investment. But on the other hand, my girlfriend showed up with a PS5 on Christmas time. I mean, just give me the promise ring. I'll say yes to whatever.
So we'll ask our audience. We'll see what they have to say. They may agree with you, Stephanie. This is the time that you intervene and you say absolutely not. But they may see John's side, too, where it's her money. She earned it. Some lessons are left to be learned the hard way. It's tough. What do you do when your 15-year-old daughter, who worked hard for her money, babysat, right, and she says, I'm going to buy my boyfriend of, I don't know, maybe 3-4 months, she said, a $500 PS5 game. Like, that's a lot of money. Do you get involved and say, no, that's a bad idea?
Well, that's what Stephanie thinks. Stephanie thinks, that is her mother. I need to get in there and tell her that she's going to regret this decision. It's a bad decision. It's a bad investment. It could make him feel awkward, the boyfriend. It could make her feel terrible. They could break up. It might not last. But Dad says, you know what? She made this money. It's her money. We have to let her do this.
Yeah, whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
It's kind of like in the middle, because I understand the father, you know, teaching her a lesson like on responsibility. But at the same time, you know, if your daughter saves that much money and here it is, she's going to put it on somebody. I just think that they should talk to her, let her know, and then let her make that choice.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on John's side this morning. I feel like let her fly, let her spend her money. But at the same time, they might want to check with the boyfriend's parents first, because they might be getting him a PS5.
Right. Yeah, you never know. Somebody, yeah. I mean, that's like a big gift this year.
Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm 100% on the husband's side. I feel that I'm only 18 and I spent $500 on my boyfriend once, and we broke up literally a month later, and I regret it. So.
Yeah.
But you had to learn the lesson yourself, like if your mom had stopped you from doing that?
I did have to learn it, but I would 100% rather have not even had to learn that.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. That's why mom should get involved all the time.
Right.
With everything.
So then you're on mom's side, actually. Yeah. You wish mom would have stopped you?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm on the mom's side.
Right. You take the money back tomorrow, right? No, I get it. Right. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Stephanie, our audience agreed with you. Sometimes you need to intervene and saying this is a waste of your money. You're going to regret doing this. Getting a nice gift is one thing, but spending $500 on somebody you just started dating is a mistake. I mean, at least you warned her that if something happens down the road, you can, you know, kind of say, I told you so, but in a nice way.
What?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think. You know, it's a lot, and especially when you don't know what is he going to give you, and is he going to feel awkward, and are you going to feel stupid after that? It's going to take so long to earn another $500. It just seems silly to me.
She should talk with his parents and see whether or not they're buying it for him. That's a parent gift at that age. And if they are, then she can get him a game or another controller or some sort of accessory,
right,
or something like that. That makes
that
more
would be
sense.
Okay.
And then she can pack that controller up every night when she leaves and comes back to your guy's house.
John, you going to be cool with that?
Yeah, I guess the people have spoken. I think both ways make sense, but I agree with
And babe, I get that you love her being generous, but I think, you know, it's a little much. Like, even a gift certificate for part of buying the PS5 would be okay, but all of her money to a boy, I don't like it.
You have a problem too? Send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hey, Anna, it's Pepsi.
Pepsi, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, man.
All right, Pepsi, we got $900 on the line. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll bring Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, that $900 is in your pocket. You ready to go?
Ready to go.
Number 1, George Clooney said he's been cutting his own hair for 25 years, mostly by using the Flowbee. How many children do George Clooney and his wife Amal have?
2.
Number 2, Mike Tyson's fight against Roy Jones Jr. on Saturday was deemed a draw. What famous video game featured Mike Tyson as the final boss?
Mike Tyson's Knockout.
Number 3, Black Panther on Disney Plus now starts with a video tribute to Chadwick Boseman. What's the fictional country that is home to Black Panther?
Wakanda.
Number 4, Paul McCartney admits he uses a teleprompter to help him remember song lyrics. What band did Paul form after his breakup with the Beatles? Time's up, Pepsi. Number 5. Courtney Cox stuffed her head inside a turkey to recreate the iconic Friends Thanksgiving dance. What TV series did she star in from 2008 to 2015 as a newly divorced mother named Jules Cobb?
Cougar Town.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. Come on, Raven.
No.
I got to Google something to make sure my question is
right. How do you do?
Hold on.
Oh, geez. Come on. What is this? This all sounds suspect to me.
Hold on. I have to Google something to make sure.
Where's the FBI
all right.
on
okay,
this?
Okay, I'm good. Ready?
Here we go.
All right, so Pepsi got 3 out of 5.
Pretty impressive. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, George Clooney said he's been cutting his own hair for 25 years, mostly using a Flowbee.
I love it.
How many children do George Clooney and his wife Amal have?
Don't they have a pair of twins? Right? 2.
Yes. Number 2, Mike Tyson's fight against Roy Jones Jr. That's not the one I had to Google. Number 2, Mike Tyson's fight against Roy Jones Jr. on Saturday was deemed a draw.
Right.
What famous video game featured Mike Tyson as the final boss?
Punch-Out.
Punch-Out is correct. Pepsi, you said Knockout.
Knockout.
Then I had to Google it, because I'm like, wait a minute, was there a Knockout too?
And I'm sure there was, but
there wasn't. All right, number 3, Black Panther on Disney Plus now starts with a video tribute to Chadwick Boseman.
Mm.
What's the fictional country that is home to Black Panther?
Wakanda.
Yes. Number 4.
Forever.
Paul McCartney admits he uses a teleprompter to help him remember song lyrics. What band did Paul form after his breakup with the Beatles?
Wings.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And number 5, Courtney Cox stuffed her head inside a turkey to recreate the iconic Friends Thanksgiving dance. What TV series did she star in from 2008 to 2015 as a newly divorced mother named Jules Cobb?
Cougar Town.
Oh, I didn't think you'd know that.
Oh,
in a
look
million
at me go.
Years, I didn't think you'd know that.
5 for 5.
Pepsi, he beat you 5-3 this morning.
Great job, Raven. It's Pepsi, and I cannot beat Raven.
Well, hold on, Pepsi. We're going to hook you up with the Anna Raven t-shirt.
Thanks for playing, buddy. Newly designed shirt. You'll love it.
$1,000. That's going to be the jackpot for tomorrow morning. We'll have the cheat sheet answer to question number 1 and 2 coming up at noon and 5:30 today.